GBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Jim Ryan. New information is coming out about George Alvarez, the man charged in connection with running into several people in Brownsville, Texas. ABC's Victor Oquendo is there.
All of the victims were men, nearly all of them Venezuelan migrants, waiting at this bus stop across the street from the Ozerman Center, a shelter for migrants. Alvarez has an extensive criminal record that includes driving while intoxicated. Investigators here are waiting for the latest toxicology report to come back. He's being held on a $3.6 million bond.
Details released Monday about the eight also killed in Texas at the Outlet Mall shooting. Among those who died, sisters, one in second grade, the other in fourth grade. Russia's Victory Day parade. It marks the defeat of Nazi Germany in World War II. Russian President Vladimir Putin used the date to claim that war is being waged now against Russia in Ukraine. Israeli aircraft have conducted strikes on Islamic Jihad targets in the Gaza Strip. Among the 13 killed, three senior members of Islamic Jihad. This is ABC News. Congressional leaders head to the White House today to talk about trying to raise the debt limit.
President Biden sits down today with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other top congressional leaders. A meeting the White House says he called in order to discuss the urgency of preventing a U.S. default. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre Monday calling this a manufactured crisis. White House officials say the president will stress Congress must raise the debt limit without conditions, and then he'll discuss the budget and spending cuts.
That's what we hope comes out of this, is that Speaker McCarthy does the right thing, something that he did three times in the last administration.
Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Food pantries report a spike in need since the end of pandemic-related federal assistance. Ohio has been especially hard hit, with demand running 47% higher. And new concerns about the huge Petermann Glacier in Greenland. Scientists say its melting is accelerating, and over the last few years, a Washington Monument-sized hole has emerged. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The man suspected of killing a Western Wisconsin deputy was out on parole Saturday afternoon. That's according to Minnesota prison officials. Jeremiah Johnson was convicted of kidnapping and rape in 2016. Johnson has a long history of committing violent crimes. Investigators say he killed Katie Lysing during a drunk driving stop Saturday. Looks like he shot himself about an hour later. The Brewers are changing their alcohol sales policy again. It's been a month since the team decided to extend the deadline to buy alcohol into the eighth inning, but now the deadline is moving back to the seventh. The Brewers say they didn't have any issues, it's just that extending the deadline didn't increase sales by that much. In sports, the Brewers beat the Dodgers last night 9-3. Eric Lauer starts for Milwaukee tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Moms, they really are the best. So this year, give her something really special. Write a special message for your mom, and we'll broadcast it right here on this station throughout the entire weekend of Mother's Day. Call 608-819-8255. 608-819-8255.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't going to find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't going to find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football. Fans love us.
weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Smell that? That's the smell of carefully crafted coffee being poured into your cup with natural notes you can truly taste and freshness you can count on. The High Lift is the only standalone late-day coffee shop in Two Rivers.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
You know, I'm doing pretty well, Earl. How are you?
You know, I'm doing fine, man, but listening to that morning news, TurboTax. Man, you can, you know, just think about all the things, man, are just not right. Here, TurboTax took advantage of all these people, charged them all of this money to fill out their taxes when they could have all gotten it done for free. The people pay well over hundreds of dollars to have the taxes done. And after going to court across the nation for this criminal act that TurboTax did to people, the people who were taken advantage of got $31. You know what I mean, man? I mean, the more you look at our nation and the more you look at, unfortunately, a lot of businesses and those kinds of things, and then the fact that you even, this goes to court and the people get $31 apiece if they file a claim. You know what I mean? Come on, man.
Yeah, I'd...
there is no justice. Supposedly, there's justice in the system, which is what they always told me, you know. The Lady Justice, you know, with this scale balancing things and at the end of it is justice. No, there's not. You know who got the money?
TurboTax.
No, who got the money was the attorneys.
Okay, yeah,
so,
fair
yeah,
enough.
Yeah, so when you file, when there are, what do you call them, man? Class action lawsuits. The attorneys get the money. I remember I had a surgery many years ago. And I was taking this medication. And after the surgery, and I kept taking the medication, and nobody told me that I should have stopped taking this medication. And I was, I don't know, man, it was about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I was tossing the attorney, and I looked on television, and there was this commercial from a law firm that said, if you are taking this medication, you know, this is what can happen to you. And so you need to be filing a lawsuit. That's, oh, wow, man. Okay, let me hurry up and get this done. And I stopped taking the medication because of what they were saying the medication was doing, and the law firm had proven what taking this medication would do to you. So I'm all excited, man. I'm thinking I got some money coming, right? Wow, man, this is, I'm going to get paid. Man, the class action lawsuit, they send me a letter informing me that I could get $20. Hey, man, hey. And this was a major lawsuit, $20. But if you've ever been a part of a class action lawsuit, you know what I'm talking about. You know, the people who get the money are the law firms. And the law firms aren't going to go through the cost of filing those lawsuits and having their attorneys do all this work unless they're going to reap the benefits. So it's not like they're doing it for you and I. They're doing it for their own financial gain. So if you live long enough, you start seeing things that happen that you just know aren't right. It can't be right that TurboTax, which took advantage of all these people, and then, you know, the settlement that the people have nothing to do with and what that final settlement is going to be. It's the law firms who make the determination on what the final settlement is going to be. And then they get all the money. The law firm wasn't aggrieved. It was the people.
One thing I'll say about that, Earl, is, and $30 is not fair compensation, but without the law firm, literally nothing happens at all. TurboTax gets away with it.
I got that. I mean, the bottom line is the fact that the law firm gets the majority of the money, then they really haven't, what have they really done for the people who are aggrieved? I get it. The law firm did this leg work in this work. But shouldn't the people who are aggrieved receive something? The people who are aggrieved didn't even get the money back that they invested. So they can't, you, the people can't be satisfied that, oh, we got them for what they did, because, you know, they didn't get any compensation. Come on, $30, they were cheated. The people were flat out cheated by the corporation.
Yeah, I'm not denying that they were cheated, but I want to just clarify. They were cheated by the corporation. I don't think it's fair to say they were cheated by the law firm.
No, well, let me put it this way. If the law firm makes the determination by itself on who is, what the bottom line of the compensation is going to be, I think the law firm should take into consideration the people themselves. After all, they would not be receiving anything if it wasn't for these people. And so the law firm gets the majority of the money and the people get little or nothing. I say that's not right. I say that's not fair. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What are your thoughts? So, yeah, the law firm did this work, but the people did not have any contact or any say-so with the law firm on what the final settlement is going to be. So the law firm sits down with the people who caused this harm and says, oh, okay, so $30 million. We'll settle for $30 million knowing that the people are only going to get $20 or $30, while the law firm gets the majority of those resources. And I think there's something wrong with that. The law firm was in a position to say, well, we're not going to settle for $30 million because we want to make sure the people who are aggrieved get a fair share of their money back. Let's make it $50 million. So then
they would have got $60 back, Earl? Like, that's not that big a difference.
Well, whatever it is, to me, the fact that the law firm walks with the resources, And yes, they do walk with the resources, and the people get basically nothing, is certainly not the right thing to do. Again, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You know, if let's say this, Calvin, if the people hadn't been taken advantage of, the law firm wouldn't have gotten that. It's not just a matter of what the people not receiving the $20 or $30 they got. The law firms pick and choose these cases, again, based on what they're going to receive. I get it, it's business. But business is all not always good for the average person. That's my whole concern with all of it. I don't care whether it's the legal system, whether it's the attorneys, whether it's the corporations. Whatever it is, the people get the short end of the stick too many times. And as I said before, in the case that I was talking about in my own life, man, the fact that the law firms was getting all the money, I don't think that's right. Hey, Karina, how you doing? Karina, how you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. I absolutely agree with you. You know, I had a horrible situation with the Wells Fargo and all the cyber attacks and everything. Lost over $10,000. They just disappeared from my account. Nowhere. And then as a class action, all of a sudden, a letter come to me. And I did exactly the same thing you did. I received 19 cents. 19 cents, Earl.
Yeah,
and you're right, because it's a corporate, it's lawyers, it's their job and everything like that. But I what I'm stuck on is that the main decision and the final decision in everything what has to do for the court is a judge.
Yes.
So how is the judge looking at that and saying it's okay? It's all right. How the judge does it? I mean, it's a human being, right?
Yes.
She or he, they're supposed to be a justice. And how's the justice if somebody took my earned money out of my account from the secure institution? Then they had the problem in the security, and I got 19 cents. I think it's a judge problem. It's a judge. Lawyers do their job. This is what they do. But this is what they exist for, to sue, to go to court, to receive money.
Yeah, but like,
how's the judge looking at it and saying, I'm going to receive 19 cents instead of $10,000, and that's okay. You're going to receive $30. For and stay with a broken body for the rest of your life, and that's okay.
No, look, Karina. I understand that the law firms, you know, did this legwork, but you know, when the final decision, you know, is rendered, and the people get nothing, it to me. It's no satisfaction that the company has to pay $30 million if it doesn't go to the people.
It's abuse of a system. That's what I'm saying. It's an abuse
right.
of a system. But there is a judge who sees that abuse and let it go.
Hey,
that's my problem.
Hey, Karina, thank you very much for the call, as always. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Do you dread going to work every day? Want a career where you are appreciated? Why not build with the best in the business? Operative Plasters and Cement Masons Local 599 can do this for you. You'll receive very high starting wages and full benefits.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly sunny skies and calm today with highs around 69. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows dip down to about 48. High temperatures reach up to 74. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Temps a bit above average. Thursday and Friday, with highs from the low 70s to the mid 70s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 51.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Civic Media.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Before we went to break, we were talking about a settlement with TurboTax and a law firm. I don't know what the law firm is. And on average, and especially here in the state of Wisconsin, the 81,000 people who are eligible for that settlement, a portion of that settlement, and they, on average, would receive about $30. Now, Calvin was saying that he's got a national settlement, and Calvin, you said the national settlement was what?
$141 million.
Okay, so $141 million was the national settlement, and on average, people are going to get $30. So can you imagine how much money TurboTax made off of illegally bilking these people out of that money? They bilked the people out of more than $30 because they charged the people for doing their taxes, preparing their taxes, when that could have been done free because the federal government was doing it for free. And yet, Calvin, you stated that this is a $141 million settlement, but if the people only get $30 a piece, what the hell impact does it have with the people?
Okay, so first of all, I want to say neither of us are attorneys. We don't know what those court proceedings were like. We don't know if it was moving in a direction that would have been less favorable for the consumers. So I want to, first of all, acknowledge that. Second of all, this lawsuit, it stated that TurboTax can't advertise that they're free anymore. So that is a consumer protective measure as part of the lawsuit. And it also is going to establish precedent going forward now that's going to make it more companies more difficult, or should make it more difficult for companies to behave in this manner.
So let me respond to it this way. If I'm the person who got bilked out of the money, I don't care what happens from this point forward. I care about what happened to me and the fact that I was taken advantage of and lost those dollars. So I don't care what their plans are from henceforward. You took advantage of me and I lost this money and I want recourse and I want my money back, which is what the average person should ask for. And it's not okay with me that I should eat that and because now they're going to do something from this point forward. That's not justice. Justice is when I've been taken advantage of and you make me whole for what has been done to me. Not that you know, they've done these other things.
Earl, I'm having a hard time with this one because TurboTax, the basic costs $40. So if you're getting $30 back, sure, you lost $10. I'm sorry, but that just doesn't seem like we should be saying these attorneys suck because they didn't get a bigger settlement.
Let me say this to you, man. The average tax was $40. That's somebody who's filing a basic tax. And not people who own things, who own homes, who file jointly, and there's a bigger amount of money that they pay to have their taxes done. I don't do basic tax filing, and neither do many people who've been around a while.
But the basic tax filing is what's advertised as free.
No, let me do this, man. Hang on a second. Let's go to Karina. Karina.
Sorry, Earl, I need to call back because, you know, I understand what you're saying and everything, but think about even opiates, right? You know how many people in Wisconsin have a problem, still lost the people and everything like that. They're settling for a huge amount of money, and all this money is going into the corporate and state and some other organization. Nothing goes to people. Nothing.
Well, that's the point I'm making. Be it TurboTax or the cigarettes, when people died of cancer and they settled, how many people receive compensation out of that outside of the attorneys? And so you can say, Calvin, all you want, that this is trashing attorneys. No, this is facts. It's facts about that people
get
the short
end. But, Earl, you're saying that the attorneys are getting more, the majority of the payout. They're simply not. I just gave you the numbers, Earl. There's $10 million on the $140 million.
Hey, let me say this to you. Did you just hear what Karina said? Karina said the same thing when it comes to the opioid settlement.
Okay, well, I'm talking about this class action lawsuit. I didn't pull up any numbers on any of the other lawsuits, so I can't speak on that.
Well, let me say this to you, sir. We've got to go to a break. Karina, I'll come back to you, but we've got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. With a pandemic-era rule expiring in days, Border Patrol in South Texas has begun rounding up migrants who've entered the U.S. illegally. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez.
Where we are in the Brownsville area over the last several weeks, they've been seeing about 2,000 migrant arrivals per day. Some are being processed. Still, GOP-led states say the Biden administration is not doing enough.
Two Republicans joined Democrats on a Texas House committee to advance a bill to raise the legal age for buying assault-style weapons to 21.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. New information is coming out about George Alvarez, the man charged in connection with running into several people in Brownsville, Texas. ABC's Victor Oquendo is there.
All of the victims were men, nearly all of them Venezuelan migrants, waiting at this bus stop across the street from the Ozerman Center, a shelter for migrants. Alvarez has an extensive criminal record that includes driving while intoxicated. Investigators here are waiting for the latest toxicology report to come back. He's being held on a $3.6 million bond.
Details released Monday about the eight also killed in Texas at the Outlet Mall shooting. Among those who died, sisters, one in second grade, the other in fourth grade. Russia's Victory Day parade. It marks the defeat of Nazi Germany in World War II. Russian President Vladimir Putin used the date to claim that war is being waged now against Russia in Ukraine. Israeli aircraft have conducted strikes on Islamic Jihad targets in the Gaza Strip. Among the 13 killed, three senior members of Islamic Jihad. This is ABC News.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Nantner. Here's what you need to know. Waukesha's Generac Power Systems has agreed to pay nearly $16 million in fines after the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission found the company didn't immediately report a product flaw, which led to some customers having their fingers partially amputated or crushed. The commission found 32 models of the company's portable generators contained a flaw, creating a substantial product hazard. The settlement was announced last Friday. Janesville police say an assistant coach at Craig High School confessed to secretly filming 18 students in a locker room over 2 years. 38-year-old Brian Kitzman was arrested Friday after police found a hidden camera in the girls' locker room. Kitzman, who was assistant coach for cross country, track and field, and boys and girls swimming, has been placed on administrative leave while the investigation is ongoing. Bond has been set at $10,000. I'm Jay Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Smell that? That's the smell of carefully crafted coffee being poured into your cup with natural notes you can truly taste and freshness you can count on. The High Lift is the only standalone late-day coffee shop in Two Rivers, offering local bakery items with spacious lawn and outdoor seating. The High Lift takes time to weigh out their ingredients, so every sip is perfect. The High Lift, 1207 Madison Street in Two Rivers, and on Facebook.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
449-672-7789. You can text us at that same number. So we were talking about the settlement between TurboTax and I don't know the law firm, and my contention that, you know, people got the short end of the stick in that settlement. Karini, I wanted to give you a chance to finish your thought before we move
on. Well, the thing is, this is exactly what I'm thinking. And yes, maybe there is not that many money, much of a money, but there is no benefit of this company to be in existence. Why we still have that company in existence? It should be closed. It should be out of the business. They shouldn't fool people out of their money. The people who are supposed to receive at least something like $30, okay, give them a free TurboTax if you want this company to be a functional TurboFax for life. You know what happens with the healthcare facilities? If something happens, they close, they remove all the insurance line, and they starve this facility to death. Okay? Those airlines, cars, pharmaceutical companies, TurboTaxes, they all exist. They're all just getting slapped on their hands. And who pays in the end of the day? Did they go and found this mother who lost the child for opiate addiction? Did they go to those VAs who were on those pills, on those pills for decades? No, no. It's all now mental health. It's going to go to the government, to counties, from CVS and Walgreens, and all these people who are still suffering and will never recover from it because they lost family, they lost a loved one to this opiate epidemic. They don't receive nothing.
Yeah, well, Karina, thank you. Thank you very much for the call. Let me do this. I wanted to move on to this subject, and it is, again, I always remind people that I ran a youth program for 20 years, a large youth program, and the largest one in the state, youth football program for 20 years, and had to deal with parents and coaches and children, and people thought and parents thought that I was pretty difficult guy sometimes, coaches, because I would clearly state to them, this is not about coaches. It's not about parents. I don't volunteer my time to appease parents and coaches. I volunteer my time to use the sport as a tool to help children in their development. I know, I don't think or feel, I know the impact that youth sports has on children. I know the positive impacts of it, and I know the negatives associated with it. When parents and coaches get entangled in what really is a development program for children. And I remember constantly telling my coaches that it's a tool. A football is a tool. A baseball is a tool. A basketball is a tool. A hockey puck is a tool. A volleyball is a tool when young children are involved. And constantly trying to get parents and coaches to understand that it's not about them. And here's a prime example of a man who was arrested for punching a disabled veteran at his son's baseball game because he couldn't get himself out of the way. He couldn't understand that it was not about him and that his son was capable of dealing with what he considered to be a bad call. But this has been an ongoing problem. I don't care if it's in suburban America. I don't care if it's in urban America. I don't care if it's in rural America. People who can't get themselves out of the way when it comes to their youth games. Now, this man was in Florida. He walked up. He sucker punched a disabled veteran who was the referee because he thought he was defending his son. His thing was, I was defending my son. How are you defending your son? Nobody put their hands on your son. Nobody, you know, abused your son in any way, shape, or form. Well, it was a bad call. Now, this is this kind of stuff I'm talking about. As somebody who is a parent of three sons, the youngest being 37, the oldest being 46, I've been engaged and involved when my children were in sports. And so people doing these kinds of things ruin it. You absolutely ruin, take all the fun out of it for your children. You take all the fun out of it for the people who run these programs, for all of the umpires and referees and others, because parents can't get themselves out of their children's way. And I know there are folks who are listening right now who go to their children's games and they say, well, that's not me. And good if it's not. But if you're involved and engaged in any of those things, then you know that what I'm saying is true because you've seen that kind of behavior. And the fact that there's no law enforcement around, most of us who ran those kind of programs could not even anymore find referees or umpires who are willing to do that work because of the threats that some lunatic like this guy in Florida is going to cause some harm to someone who's been making less than minimum wage and who, because of their commitment to youth programs, you know, the umpires and those kinds of guys, or it would not be any. I remember constantly during, you know, my early years of running the program, realizing that everybody can't referee, everybody can't umpire, including in girls' leagues, because everybody can't take the criticism that they get from people who should know better. As a parent, you should know better because you don't do anything but embarrass your own child with that kind of behavior. This guy sucker punched again, a man that was disabled, a veteran. He didn't know. He didn't care. All he realized was, hey, you made a bad call, which the last time I checked, pro basketball referees, Major League Baseball umpires, and football, you know, umpires, and referees make mistakes too. I just don't get it. I don't understand how you can't separate yourself from what is a game. That's all it is. It's not life. It's a game. My phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. And this guy who hit this poor referee and basically knocked him out, when the police arrested him, he said he couldn't understand why he was being arrested. He was defending his son. What's going to happen in the end is all of these types of sporting events and games and where, man, there's so much excitement and camaraderie and families interacting, is going to soon come to an end because I know there are less and less people who are willing to umpire and referee games because of the behavior of the parents. Yeah, and coaches. What are your thoughts? I'll tell you something. This guy, I don't know what he's going to be charged with, but even as he was being walked off the field, all he kept mumbling was, I was defending my son. The other part of this is we're in a different time and a different climate now. And it's not just the fact that people may put their hands on a referee or an umpire. That people probably come to games with guns. You know, I realized that last year when I went to visit the operation that I used to run, and I saw all these people, and all I could think about was, you know, this concealed carry. That didn't exist when I was running the league. Didn't exist at all. But it exists now. and the dangers of parents who can't behave themselves, who are armed, who get into it with other parents. All of these things have changed the dynamic of youth sports, and maybe people don't give it a second thought. You know, maybe they don't give it a second thought, but it does exist. And I don't know, you know, I just, as I was reading this, I just said, I'm going to make it a point to go and talk to people running these youth programs across the city where I live and tell them to make, really pay closer attention to what is happening, you know, in these youth programs, because it's inevitable. Something horrible is going to happen if we don't get people to slow down and understand that these are games. Let's see, football game, basketball game, baseball game. What do they have in common? A game. And not life. They're games where you should have fun, where the kids should have fun. These aren't life endeavors, especially when they're children. You know, a pro game is different. A college game is different. But a youth game is completely different than all of those because it's about children having fun and families having fun and getting exercise and recreation and all those things. But again, keep that in mind, because some of you are going to your, as we speak, your child's baseball games, softball games, and just want you to understand that. Got to go to a break, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
It's been so long since I've seen her. I'm tired and so all alone. I've traveled so very far. I've got to get back home. It's been so long since I've kissed her and held her tight in my arms. I've got so far to go now. I've got to get back.
That's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry, from your first call to follow-up after treatment. If you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert...
With one call, the Civic Media Network of Stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't going to find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't going to find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly sunny skies and calm today with highs around 69. Northeast winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows dip down to about 48. High temperatures reach up to 74. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Temps a bit above average. Thursday and Friday, with highs from the low 70s to the mid 70s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 51.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I was just talking about, again, youth sports and this horrible incident in Florida where a parent, you know, knocked out a disabled Vietnam veteran who's refereeing the game, umpiring the game. That's all he was doing, was umpiring the game. And some deranged parent who got too involved in their son's game. You know, when are we gonna see the first situation where some fool pulls out a gun and uses it because their child's youth game? It's coming. You can rest assured of that. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man?
Hey, Earl. First off, we the people are the government, and that includes all of us, including DJ and Lou and Dave and all those guys. See how I include you guys? I'm not saying you're bad people. So I want to get that out first. Second, you know, the reason we play sports and what we teach kids
character.
Is that, as an example, we teach them character, but we also teach them controlled aggression. The whole point of teaching a sport, especially as an example in football, if you're on the offensive line, is you better teach them controlled aggression because of the fact that otherwise you're going to end up with more penalties. The problem is nobody seems, I'm just going to say it, on the right wing side of the aisle, whether it's with their guns, whether it's whatever, no frickin' personal responsibility. The Republicans are the party of pro-death. They kill the economy. They kill jobs. They kill people through their guns. They kill people by cutting programs where people are dying. They love death.
So, Tom, so I don't
they
listen.
Really do.
Listen, man.
What does that do with them?
I don't. Those, I will tell you that in my years of running the league, I didn't know whether people were Democrats or Republicans. I did know that their behavior was getting progressively worse as the years went on, because they couldn't separate themselves from their children in these games. And you were a coach, or you've coached, and you've seen coaches who kind of do the same thing, get too caught up in the kids' game.
Well, they're playing in their... They're playing for their own ego. They're playing because they did not you know, survive at being the star.
Yeah,
or whatever.
I know, but what about the parent? What about the parent, man, who, and you know, guys as well as moms take this thing too far, right? And
way too far.
Yeah.
Like you said, someone will end up shot. There is no doubt about it, especially in a place like Florida. Absolutely.
Texas.
There's a shooting coming very soon. Texas.
Yeah,
coming very soon. I mean, it hasn't happened already.
you know, man, the thing about it is, again, this guy didn't know that this was a disabled veteran. I don't know. Maybe he did. Maybe he didn't. But it really didn't matter whether it was a disabled person or not. It was a person out helping his son and the other kids, because the last time I checked, you can't play games without, you know, umpires and referees. And I remember when I first started running my league, I had parents doing the refereeing and things like that. But then I realized you're not going to be able to get too far with the biases and those kind of things. And so you had to have these other people, to make it more equitable. But Tom, who wants to do that? You've been involved in sports. Would you want to referee games today?
Hell no.
So why not?
No, hell no. But why? I'd be afraid to get shot. I mean, these people are lunatics out there.
No, man.
I mean, I'm being serious, too. I'm not even joking. It's like in this day and age, it's like it'd be very easy for someone to get shot. And some of these people take this as like life and death.
Yeah, they do, man.
What happened? I mean, not only that, you're going to ruin it for the kids. The kids are not going to have any.
Yeah, that's who they ruin it for.
And then the people that want to cut sports programs are going to say, see, look, they can't behave. Therefore, we're getting rid of sports. Okay, now we got rid of sports. Now we got rid of kid actually being active. So now they're going to go play video games, shoot them up, and end up in their mom's basement ready to shoot up the whole world. It's so ridiculous. I can't even take it.
You know, Tom, this guy, again, and he's just the one guy that we're talking about, but man, all over the country, he represents, you know, man, tens of thousands of people who are basket cases, who can't accept the. So when the kid loses a game, I remember Tom saying to parents, and I think it was my six to eight year old division. What is going on in your head that your six-year-old son loses a football game and you're not, you know, and you walk away from here, man, like somebody just done an injustice to you. It's a six-year-old kid playing football, you know. I mean, why should that impact the rest of your day?
Yeah.
Yeah, something wrong
with that person needs, especially like you said, in youth sports. I mean, we're talking. This is crazy.
Kids
just want to go out and run around and have fun.
Yes.
And now you've taken that away from them.
I used to tell my 6 year olds, and the coaches, and the parents, these are babies with football equipment on. Man, it's 6 years old. Why are you screaming and yelling? Why are you acting a fool?
Oh, they're waiting for the next TV show, I guess. I mean, Earl, this goes back to the selfishness of our whole society. And I don't mean to disparage just the right wing when it comes to personal responsibility, but that was their big mantra.
Yeah.
And I think we all need to take personal responsibility and build trust.
Hey, Tom,
so
do I. We got to go to a break. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789. Be right back.
Ah! fun on the lake this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom just south of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. Check out the fun and versatile Sea-Doo Switch.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.